With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. It's just exciting to have sports again on campus at Hastings High School. Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday as fall sports are now underway. I asked Hansen first about how everybody is adjusting to these first couple of days, whether it be to some of the new guidelines or just competing with their teammates once again.
Yeah, great question. I think the two things that come to mind first are enthusiasm. You know, just amongst the kids especially, and certainly the coaches. I mean, people are just excited to be outside or in the pool and just going. The thing that they love to do and the friends that they love to do it with, they're just stoked about it, which is great. That's the best thing to observe. The second thing is just adherence to protocols, right? People are doing what they're being asked to do to mitigate as much of the COVID virus issue that we're all dealing with. So whether that's complying with the mask orders or distancing when people arrive or operating in pods, it's both of those things. So it does look and feel a little wonky from a distance until the ball is in play, as it were. And then it's just playing, and that's what they love to do, so it's been fun to watch.
And whether you are a coach at Hastings, Prescott, Park, or anywhere else in the states of Minnesota or Wisconsin, your practice plan, well, may be a bit different than it has been in the past. With all sorts of rules and regulations regarding COVID and being able to do or not do certain things, the way our Hastings Raider coaches have handled this, not only for the first couple of days of practice, but also back through summer camps, it's pretty special. And Hansen sings their praises too.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's a group of just consummate pros. And whether they're in year one or two or year 22, 23, they're just embracing it because to a certain degree, we don't have a choice. This is a scenario that we're in. And this is no different than a typical sports metaphor, right? Competitions and games will present circumstances that maybe you haven't necessarily seen before or that you didn't exactly prepare for, but you just take it on with a growth mindset and a lot of grit, and you rely on a team to get it done, and that's exactly what the coaches are doing, and I think they're setting a great example for their kids, and we're all going to learn through this. You know, there'll be some hiccups here and there, and things may not always go perfect, but the effort is there, and the sincerity is there, and I think when you have those two things, people are pretty gracious and want to partner with you, and it's just all about getting as much of a great experience for the kids as we can.
What's also amazing is how these student-athletes are handling the first few days of practice, especially some of the kids that played volleyball or football. They might not have a traditional fall sport to play, but some of the kids are coming out for different sports during the fall, either in hopes of being one of those elusive four-sport athletes, or just wanting to stay active here during the fall. And as we've said before, it's something that's wholeheartedly encouraged at Hastings High School.
Yeah, and we've had a few, not a lot, you know, but certainly a good handful of kids that would have normally been in football or volleyball have come out for tennis or cross country or a different sport, which is cool. I mean, got to remember, you know, kids don't sign up to go work tennis or go work cross country. They sign up to play, you know, they just want to play. And there's a huge part of that, that even if you have played volleyball for the last 8 to 10 years, now you can just go play tennis. And there's parts of it where, yes, the determination and the work ethic and that is a necessary component of it. But, you know, at the end of it, we're out here for fun. And if kids can find the fun in a little bit of a different activity, I think that's cool. So I applaud those kids for, you know, the courage it takes to do that at this stage of their high school career, but also for the way that they've been embraced by the other kids and coaches. Like, just come on in, you know, so I think it's great.
There are some parents and student athletes that may have waited for a little while to see what exactly happens during the first few weeks of practice before wanting to come out for the respective fall sport. Whether it's virus related or not, you can still get your Raider student athlete registered for any of the fall sports offered. Hansen explains how.
They can. Registration is still open. You know, as you and I are recording this, it's Tuesday the 18th. So when people grab this, yeah, I mean, registration is open and ongoing, and it will close eventually. But I would say if people are now really thinking about it, the sooner the better, right? Because then you can get in as early as possible, get acclimated, kind of figure out what's happening. The longer you wait, the more you miss on the initial wave of all the development. You know, the kids and coaches are 4, 5, 6 training sessions down the line, and it does make it harder to onboard the longer that you wait. But yeah, hop online. online, hastingsathletics.org. Click on that registration button. Check on the sport-specific team page to look at when the next practice is coming up and get your questions answered. But yeah, all kids are welcome. I mean, we're just about 200 at this point, which of course is 150 to 200 kids light because we don't have football or volleyball going right now. But we are right on par with where we normally would be. We're over 40 kids in girls tennis. We're over 30 kids in girls swim. You know, we're approaching the 50s for both of our soccer teams, etc. So we're in a healthy spot, but there's room for more.
And just a reminder that fall of 2020 will be a conference-only season. Hansen on what was provided from the Metro East Conference.
Yeah, so as a reminder, the length of season was reduced 20%, and the number of competitions was reduced by 30% by the State High School League, and then there are no invitationals or tournaments allowed during the regular season, and we don't yet know if we'll be able to have a section tournament or a state tournament after the regular season concludes. So with that, Metro East Conference ADs went ahead and just built a 10-game schedule for all of our sports except cross country, which doesn't operate in the same rhythm as our other sports do. But yeah, it's basically one time through the conference. So you'll play everybody one time, and then there'll be a little seeding process based on how everybody finished there. And we've got cool little round robin or bracket tournaments at the very end just for the final two or three games based on the sport and the number of teams in the conference, which we're trying to create a fun little capstone culminating type of activity at the end of the season. But if they don't get any, you know, section or state opportunity, here's a chance to still kind of be in a tournament, you know, and kind of have some fun making it a little bit more competitive. But it will be conference only, so we don't have any non-conference opponents at all, and so that feels a lot different. You know, it's certainly disappointing at one level, but we feel like we're doing the most responsible thing possible to, again, keep our kids in as little risk as possible and only kind of crisscross with the same schools consistently.
That was Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen on the first week of the 2020 fall sports season. We will have our first fall sports broadcast on KDWA on Thursday, August 27th. The Hastings Raiders boys and girls soccer teams will travel to North St. Paul at 5 and 7 p.m. Fall sports will begin live on KDWA Radio next Thursday, August 27th. That's when the Hastings Raiders boys and girls soccer teams hit the field for their first games of the year on the road in a doubleheader format at North St. Paul. We'll have your boys game at 5 o'clock p.m. with the girls to follow at 7 from Polar Stadium in North St. Paul. The second broadcast of the year will be on Saturday the 29th. The Hastings Raiders boys soccer team will travel to Matamidi. We'll have a recap of the girls game that will be during the Super Saver Radio Shopping Show, and then we'll have the kickoff to follow at noon on the 29th. The Raiders soccer teams will continue their road swing on KDWA on Tuesday the 1st of September. That's when the Raiders will travel to Henry Sibley and their brand new turf field in West St. Paul. A 5 p.m. start for the girls, 7 p.m. for the boys. Then the Raiders will open their home season, well, the boys anyway, at home against St. Thomas on Thursday the 3rd. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.